Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The AP is out this morning with a bulletin on the deadly California wildfires that have forced thousands to evacuate. The wire service reports that 10 were dead, at least 100 injured, and at least 1,500 homes and businesses destroyed. In total, the fires are already the deadliest in California history.
Sungmin Kim and Burgess Everett scoop that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is trying to defuse conservative anger over stalled judicial nominations. McConnell is trying to head off a planned $250,000 ad buy by the influential Judicial Crisis Network. The group wants the Senate to jam new judges through the chamber or keep the Senate in session until Democrats relent out of fatigue. Before the campaign could begin, McConnell's aides reached out to have discussions about how to best proceed, putting the planned campaign on ice for now.
Ivanka Trump is taking on a new role with taxes. Nancy Cook reports that Ivanka is embarking on an extensive outreach program to try and build support among Republicans like Senators Marco Rubio and Mike Lee by adopting parts of their proposal they introduced in 2015. So far, Ivanka has tried to position herself as staying above the partisan fray in Washington. The tax package, being advanced by the White House and congressional Republicans, seems unlikely to attract any Democratic votes. It's hard to see how her involvement on tax policy, something she isn't an expert on, would have any discernible impact on Democrats who aren't looking to give Trump a win before the midterm election.
Inside the White House, the Washington Post Bob Costa, Phil Rucker, and Ashley Parker report on the pressure cooker that has emerged as Trump's frustration and fury rupture alliances and threaten his agenda. Josh Dossi reports that White House aides often lean on the tactic of delay and distraction to manage Trump. The Washington Post has another story up about how foreign diplomats are conceding Trump has not become a reliable partner.
And the fallout from the war between Trump and Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee continues. The New York Times reports that this fight could jeopardize Trump's entire legislative agenda, particularly on tax reform. Remember, Republicans have a 52-vote majority, so any legislation can be thwarted by just 3 defections. Speaking of rifts in the GOP, Alex Eisenstadt reports that Steve Bannon is looking to recruit Republican Boyd Matheson, a former chief of staff, to Senator Mike Lee to run against Orrin Hatch. And Burgess and Sungmin Kim have a story about Senate Democrats feeling a little more optimistic about taking the majority back in 2018 and not having to wait until 2020.
More California delegation drama yesterday after Senator Dianne Feinstein announced her intent to run for re-election. Carla Marinucci writes that House Democrat Ro Khanna of Silicon Valley said he contacted Congresswoman Barbara Lee and former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich to challenge Feinstein. Marinucci emails us, the drama with DiFi and the recent spat between California Congresswoman Linda Sanchez and Nancy Pelosi is more trouble for the state's old guard.
In Las Vegas, the LA Times reports that Stephen Paddock shot a security guard a full 6 minutes before opening fire on concertgoers, and that officials say they don't know why Paddock stopped his attack on the crowd. In Puerto Rico, the Huffington Post is reporting that the Jones Act waiver for Puerto Rico will not be renewed at this time. And today, Trump is meeting with Henry Kissinger in the morning. He's scheduled to have lunch with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Secretary James Mattis. He will also welcome the Stanley Cup champions, Pittsburgh Penguins, to the White House.
The Nationals play the Cubs at 5:38 p.m. tonight in Chicago. The game is on TBS. Tanner Roark pitches for the Nats, and Jake Arrieta's on the mound for the Cubs. If the Nationals lose, their season is over. Fred Frommer, the author of a book on D.C. baseball history, notes that today is the 93rd anniversary of the Senators winning the World Series. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.